Yeah. Nothing else, yeah. Because, Joe, I mean, like, right in the middle of a tour there in the States, or I don't know where it was, I don't know, but with you two around 83, around in between War and The Unforgettable Fire, when you two were really getting huge, I mean, War had gone in straight at number one in Britain at that stage now, it was massive. You went off and did a few days, even though you had a holiday, you went off with Rory Gallagher again, didn't you?
That's correct, yeah. There was quite a few of us on that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, the whole lot of you did that, didn't
no.
you?
No. Steve Rainford, Joe, myself, John Kennedy, Billy Lowes.
I brought the drink.
And where did you go?
Steve Iredale came to Kilkenny to pose. He ended up lifting boxes down the stairs.
We basically done his Irish tour. Around Ireland and such, yeah.
But you gotta remember as well, that was major ambition for most of the people.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Me working for Rory was like one of the biggest ambitions.
Well, I must say now, working for Rory, I mean, I remember seeing you, Rory, and you come and say, wow, look at your man there, you know, he's working with Rory. I got a tape the other day of Rory's new album, Defender. Have you heard it, Joe? Do you like it?
I think it's great, Mike.
You think it's great, Mike?
Yeah.
How's Rory getting on? Have you heard from him?
I haven't had much contact with him recently, but I have heard the record, yeah.
Famous Corkman, Tom O'Driscoll.
Yeah. Well, we met Tom O'Driscoll, who works with Rory, came to the shows in Birmingham recently. And,
and
Carlos as well. Yeah, he was telling me that they're just going back out on the road now and with the new record to promote it and all that sort of thing. So we should be seeing him, I'd say, around Christmas time again.
Yeah, you must have got a good chance to talk to him at the Selfie gig.
Yeah, the Selfie gig was good, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great to see him again, you know.
Do you think he's going to just keep going on the way he's going all the way? Just like, you know, the way all these blues guys, like, I mean, except for Robert Cray, a blues man has to be between 60 and 90, right? Do you see Rory doing the same thing?
Well, I think Rory has always had that ambition within himself, like, to be around when, you know, like all the other blues artists, as you say, like 50, 60 years of age, that sort of thing. And Rory will definitely be there, you know?
Yeah.